After 15 years with 5,126 failed prototypes before the best-selling bagless vacuum cleaner, Sir James Dyson took his chance well. After being rejected by the University of Southern California School of Cinematic Arts, and later, as a way of saying, oops, I guess we got it wrong about you, the school built a building in honor of Steven Spielberg. This young man was told by his teacher he was far too stupid to learn anything. Well, with more than 1,000 patents, including the electric lamp, Thomas Edison took his chance well and proved them wrong. This man was told by a former newspaper editor he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Can you imagine a world without Walt Disney? He took his chance well. This lady was fired from her first TV job as an anchor in Baltimore. So she started her own TV show. And named it Harpo, her name spelt backwards. Well, in her program, she often gives away presents at every program and every show. Yes, Oprah Winfrey, she took her chance well. After his first performance, he was told, "You're rubbish. You can't sing. Go back to being a truck driver." Well, the king known by millions, Elvis Presley, took his chance well. This lady on welfare, broke, depressed, divorced, a single mother, started writing novels while studying. Well, J.K. Rowling is one of the richest women in the world. She took her chance well. After not speaking until age 4, not reading till age 7, was thought to be mentally handicapped. Well, Albert Einstein took his chance well. A long time ago, I was in my early teens, living in Bristol, with a special program, and it was celebrate, I can't remember if it was 100 years or of Bristol being a church. I can't remember what it was now. But in the West Country, we decided we're going to do a special program. And we were going to do a torch run from Bristol to Cheltenham, going through the different churches on the way. And so we set up at 4 o'clock. We slept overnight and we set up at 4 o'clock. I had the first run. Now, it was supposed to be just over 2 miles. And I thought, well, okay, I'll take the first run. Flip, I get up and go. Well, I got up and went. And a mile and a half in, I must have looked awful. But what happened, we was carrying a torch, one at a time. All the runners were in the van. And each one come out and you pass on to the next one. Well, I must have looked a state. Because before the 2 mile area, they sent someone out the van to relieve me. I must have the state. However, just as the chap came out the van, I saw who I was supposed to hand off to. Well, let's say he couldn't catch me. And they realized that perhaps 2 miles uphill was a bit steep. So then what they started doing, we started doing it in every mile changeover. And when we got to Cheltenham Day of Fellowship, and we handed over the torch, and we lit the torch to celebrate the event, it was nice to be part of something. And it was so easy for me to give up. But what was nice was, even though I didn't have a good start, they let me have another go. And only doing a mark, it was easier to actually complete it. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. Be diligent and come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, he's left me, having loved the world, the present world, and departed. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he's useful to me in the ministry. So Demas left. Who was Demas? In Philemon chapter 1, verse 24, he was said to be a fellow worker with Luke and Mark and Paul. A colleague, a co-worker with Paul. In Colossians 4, verse 14, he's mentioned there amongst them. So there wasn't too much said about Demas, other than they said he abandoned Paul when Paul was probably in prison. He must have thought the time was getting too hard and always with no reward. So they said he found the life of the world far better than what he was doing. You see, being a witness isn't easy when trying to do it by yourself. You can't be a good witness for God unless God is with you. When I have to walk myself personally a long way, I find it hard to look where I'm going if it's a long way, because I get disappointed. So what I tend to do is not let you look at my feet, but I look down and I focus just on where I'm stepping. Sometimes I may count and just to pass the time. So I'm more surprised when I reach. But the thing is, when it is easy when you go through hardship to be disappointed. So Demas has left Paul. There's not much reference of I can't see any reference to my studies that he actually came back to the faith or came back to work with Paul. All that we said is Demas left. Then he says, bring Mark, because he's profitable. Mark, who was Mark? Paul asked Timothy to bring Mark because he is useful. Have you ever been told you are useless? How did you feel? Well, I heard one day a student was told, because of your grades, you'll never become anything. You won't achieve anything. So no point. Well, after this student graduated from university, he obviously took his chance well. Don't give up in asking for help. Don't give up in asking for chances. Whether it's for extension to an assignment, whether it's for an extension at something you're doing at work, whether it's help your family, don't give up asking God to help you achieve your goal. Back to Mark. Paul asked, bring Mark because he is useful to me in the ministry. But isn't this the same John Mark who left homesick after the first missionary journey? The same Mark related to Barnabas, his sister's child, It's found in Acts 13, verse 13. It says that he departed and went to Jerusalem. The same John Mark who annoyed Paul for leaving them in the lurch, the same John Mark who caused the split between Barnabas and Paul, as found in Acts 13, verse 36 to 41. See, they were going on their second missionary journey, and Barnabas wanted to take John Mark with them. And Paul thought, after he messed up the first time, I don't think it's a good idea. And he probably said to Barnabas, you only wanted to come because he's your nephew. Otherwise, you wouldn't have any use for him as well. When the persecution starts, you don't leave again. You'd have thought, of all people, Paul should have been more sympathetic. Because wasn't it Paul who was persecuting the Christians? And then when he was changed and he found Christ himself, he was so zealous for doing the work. But no one would give him another chance. Only Barnabas. It was Barnabas who smoothed the way for him with the other apostles, because they were afraid of him. It was Barnabas who vouched for Paul. Are we as forgiven when people do us wrong? Or is it one strike and you're out? Yes, God still uses us, even in our weakness and stubbornness. Because God still used Paul, even though he wasn't so forgiving to Mark. It's a good job God looks at the heart and sees us for our potentials. I looked at the name Barnabas. The name Barnabas means son of encouragement. That's found in Acts 4, verse 36. Son of encouragement. Because Barnabas truly was encouraging. Who else did he encourage? It's nice when you see someone has potential yourself. Whether it's a young person, whether it's an older person, that even when we make mistakes, don't give up on them. Because you know that one chance you give somebody may be the one chance of them achieving greater things. Second Timothy 4, verse 6 and 8. Paul, 6 to 8. Paul was probably near the end of his life. He says he's now ready to be offered up. The time of his departure is at hand. I have fought the fight, finished the course, and kept the faith. So then Paul says to Timothy, come quickly. And does Paul say to Timothy, come quickly, and you can bring that deserter who abandoned me the first time, that nephew, the good for nothing person of Barnabas? No. He says, please bring Mark, the same person who he dismissed the first time round. Yes, please bring Mark, the same person who messed up. Yes, please bring Mark, because he's profitable in the ministry. He doesn't say sorry, but I can imagine what Mark thought when he first heard the words that Paul says, I'm calling you because you are useful. This is, I would see Mark saying, is this the great Paul who told me I was useless, yet he wants me? I remember when I was part of the youth team when I was in Bristol. It's my first chance of being on the youth team. And for the whole year, I did nothing. It was too hard. I did nothing. And so, I did one program. Did one afternoon program. Because someone trusted me that they said, you've not done much. You can do it. You can do it. I did one afternoon program when the rest of the youth team went off and did a program themselves. I stayed and did a program to help them out. So now it comes for the nominating committee and they're nominating me to be in a youth team again. Leader of the youth said, "You must be crazy. He's useless. He ain't done nothing the whole of the year." And the one thing that has always encouraged me, which I've never forgotten, this same person who told me I was useless, I couldn't do nothing, said, "But if he's willing to try, I'll work with him." Do you know how I felt? I was bad enough wondering why they're asking me in the first place. I did nothing. Yet, the tail end, I was ready to do something. And the same person who has told me I wasn't, well, tell the truth, they were right, I wasn't any good. But they said they're willing to work with me. And I was able to be a part of the youth team. And the following year, I was joint youth lead with my wife. I had learned over that time, it was nice to be part of something when someone trusts you. So I can understand how John Mark felt. He wants me? Me? Wow. He finds me useful. I took my chance well. I was asked to teach a Sabbath class as part of the Mass Guide course. I'd never taken a Sabbath class in my time. I don't know what to do. I'd be flustered. But I said, "Okay, how long have I got to do it for?" 6 months. I thought, wow, that's a long time. But they said, "We'll work with you." And they did. And I lasted out the 6 months. And it helped me to my Master Guide course. I teach a substitute class in Hemel sometimes. I must be doing something right, I guess. They asked me to do it again. I took my chance well. Jonah needed another chance. He took his chance well. Samson needed a chance. He took his chance well. Abraham, Jacob, Moses, all messed up and got a second chance. They took their chance well. Tamar messed up and she took her chance well. Even Peter, who denied, he took his chance well. King David, he messed up. He took his chance well. Even Paul himself, Colin, messed up, took his chance well. How about you? How about you? Are you humble enough to ask for a second chance? Are you humble enough to give a second chance? Are you humble enough to accept a second chance? God allows us to have chances on the way. He allows us to mess up, and we learn to our messing up, and that's how we get encouraged. Encourage each other, encourage our children, encourage our youth. And guess what? They may mess up as well. I'm sure we did. Allow them to take their chance.